In recent times, the prosecution of narcotic cases, as well as financial and economic crimes, have become a matter of public concern and interest. It has therefore become necessary for major stakeholders in the prosecuting chain, that is, investigators, prosecutors, and judges, to collaborate to ensure effective prosecution of such cases. One of the means to do this effectively is to build the capacity of the judiciary to enable them to interpret and enforce the laws on such crimes. It is in line with the vision of Her Ladyship, the Chief Justice of the Judicial Service of Ghana, designed a training program with funding from the Narcotic Controls Board, NACOP, to facilitate training in order to deal effectively and efficiently in matters relating to narcotics, financial and economic crimes. The Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Jones Duchin, who delivered the keynote address on behalf of the Chief Justice, reminded the judges to be guided by their oath of office and the tenets of the law profession in exercising their discretion. They should not also overlook credible evidence, because at times some trial judges overlook credible evidence and guilty suspects are set free. Justice Duche said efforts are being made to come out with guidelines for judgments on drug cases to ensure consistency in pronouncing sentences.
I think it must be a joint collaboration between the investigating officers, the prosecution, and the court. No judge will see facts that A or B has committed an economic or organized crime or has committed the COVID-related offenses to criticize and say, acquitted of this crime. No, I don't believe that in this present day, Ghana, any judge will do that. If the evidence is not there, the only thing we have to do is to acquit the person. I therefore urge you to continue to exhibit boldness and courage and high exhibition of excellence. You must also ensure that crime does not pay, especially economic and organized crime and narcotic cases does not pay at all. That is why I am happy that the lawyer has devoted a lot of sessions to ensuring that property acquired as a result of such crime is confiscated. I will urge the Executive Secretary to carry it to the powers that be. That is why the key is, if it is not made to pay, people will receive a deceit from carrying it on.
The Executive Secretary of the Narcotics Control Board, Yao Akresisapon, who gave an overview of the global transnational organized crime, current trends in narcotics trade, consequences and cost to society, called for effective collaboration between the arresting agencies and the judiciary, particularly prosecutors, in order to deal a death blow to the drug menace in the country. He unearthed contemporary crimes such as armed robbery, violence, murder, among other crimes, as they relate to economic, financial, and narcotics trade and their consequences on economic growth and social development in Ghana. On behalf of the Executive Director of IOCO, the Executive Economic Director, Justice Cha, invoked discussions on key challenges state institutions face during investigations into some of these crimes. He shed light on these challenges at institutional capacity, the lack of logistics, unclear institutional mandate and policy framework limitations that are facing investigating and prosecuting these criminal acts in the law court. Present at the program were Justice Amonu Moni, retired chairman of the Governing Board, Economic and Organized Crime Office, and Justice Mafu Sao, Justice of the Court of Appeal and Director of the Charlton Institute.